Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. Details are starting to emerge in the massive budget cuts at Birmingham City Schools. The school board on Tuesday deadlocked over approving the state's $12 million cost-cutting plan. But State School Superintendent Tommy Bice stepped in and imposed the plan anyway. Joining us to talk about where things stand now is Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. So I guess Tuesday's move makes it official. The state is in charge of Birmingham City Schools.
Yeah, there is clearly no question about it. The school board kind of did and said what it wanted to do, and Tommy Bice very cordially did exactly what he wanted.
So what can you tell us right now about the $12 million cost-cutting plan?
Well, we have, of course, the layoffs of 61 employees and the rollback from of salaries from, what, 140 others, more highly paid administrators who will now be somewhat less highly paid. And, the real problem with it is, as most people see it, is that it does really hurt the system the most by taking people out of the classroom, the teacher's aides, the English as second language instructors, those people who really deal with the children. And if you're looking for where it hurts, that's where it is.
Well, in your column yesterday, you put a face on the crisis, and that face has a name, David Williams. Tell us about him.
David Williams, yeah, he claims to have the biggest pay cut in the system, from $55,000 to nothing. He got a layoff notice. He's been with the system almost 20 years and as an asbestos inspector. Got his layoff notice on his 59th birthday, and he'll be not a lot of people looking for 59-year-old asbestos inspectors.
I imagine. He's an example, as you said, of someone who's sort of in one of the lower, although at the higher of the lower end of pay. The school district had to cut somewhere, and that means people. Most of the layoffs, as you said, were lower-paid workers, teachers' aides, and the like, not the higher-paid administrators, even though there is general consensus that the central office is pretty top-heavy in Birmingham City Schools. Why do you think the state didn't take a stronger hand at the administrative level?
Well, the argument is that what used to be called state tenure laws, the tenure law, prevented that and required that they roll back those with the most experience to lesser-paid jobs first. And there are board policies which deal with the same issue. Of course, board members disagree in some cases, but that's the reason why. I mean, it is unquestionably one the most top-heavy system Alabama's ever seen, and there's no disputing that. But this does reduce a lot of those six-figure salaries to more reasonable.
Well, here's a reduction of a six-figure salary. Mayor Bell's wife, Sharon, she's an assistant superintendent. She's taking a 19% pay cut, but she's still going to make just a little bit over $95,000. So she's not six figures now, but boy, she's still mighty close.
Right, and the other assistant superintendents also, of course, one of them got a 33% cut, and one of them got a 20-something percent cut. So of all of those salaries, she got the lowest cut. $95,000, it's still a lot, and people question, why she remains.
Well, and you asked in your column, is Sharon Bell worth five teachers' aides?
Sharon Bell is symbolic of a lot of the other people, clearly because of her notoriety. But the answer I got repeatedly from people who work there is no, we need the teachers' aides far more than administrators, who, frankly, a number of people there don't quite know what she does.
What they do. Well, the job losses are tough. The budget cuts are tough. But you argue in your column that there may be some much tougher soul searching that needs to go on in Birmingham. 9 out of 10 Birmingham school students are Black. State Representative Mary Moore claimed earlier this week that the state intervened in Birmingham schools at the bidding of the white business community. Is it a race issue?
We have a lot of race issues in this town, to be sure. And let's face it, a lot of those race issues helped Birmingham schools get into this situation. But fixing Birmingham schools is not a racial situation. It is the right thing to do, clearly.
For many people, though, perception is reality. And if school board members or community members see race as the issue, even if it's not, does that in some way help explain why they've been so persistent in fighting the state?
Well, you know, it's a natural thing to think. I mean, let's face it also, the Birmingham school system is one of the largest areas of employing the black middle class in this town. So there is going to be some feeling that it is important in that regard. But let's also face it, the most vocal people who are claiming that it is some sort of racial situation are political operatives, and they are politicians, the John Rogerses, the Mary Moores, who really benefit from imposing that idea so as to maintain the status quo.
Okay, John. Well, perhaps this will be the last week for a while we talk about Birmingham City Schools.
I hope so.
Who knows? Thank you so much for coming in again.
Thanks for having me.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Birmingham News. You can read his columns in the newspaper and on AL.com on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And you can hear him here on Morning Edition on Thursdays.